This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conflict in West Asia is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. In such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard citizens from its impact. The Prime Minister said this while chairing a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigation measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict on Sunday. An Akashvani correspondent reports that during the meeting, the Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and the mitigating measures taken so far, as well as those being planned by various ministries and departments. The meeting also made a detailed assessment of the availability of critical needs for the common man, including food, energy and fuel security. Furthermore, short, medium and long-term measures to ensure the continued availability of essential commodities were discussed. The 3rd Arunachal State Film Awards 2025-26, organized by the Department of Information and Public Relations, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, was held at Hotel Golden Orchid, Naharlagan on Sunday. 10% was awarded Best Feature Film, while Tumken Sora won Best Actor in a Leading Role Male for his performance in the same film. Sita Samnam received Best Actor in a Leading Role Female for Tears of Lune, and Kadum Tarang was honored with the Best Director Award for the same film. MLA Tokotatung attended the ceremony as a chief guest and appreciated the initiative of the IPR department. Senior scientist Dr. Krishna Cholu and guest of honor, entrepreneur Ha Tatu, also addressed the gathering. Promising young writer from Arunachal Pradesh, Ms. Subi Taba, has been awarded with prestigious Best Debut Author Award 2026 in New Delhi. The award at her Awards 2026 for her book Tales from the Dawnlit Mountains is presented to her by the Times of India and the JK Paper. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Men congratulated her for her achievement. Her book has earned widespread praise from readers and literary circles, which was published by Penguin India, which itself is a big honor to many authors in the world. The Naharlagan police have arrested 4 drug peddlers and seized suspected heroin weighing approximately 25.75 grams from them in 2 separate raids conducted at Dokum Colony at Karakjuli Pichola. A police team led by Naharlagan SDPO Risi Longdo conducted a raid at Dokum Colony. During the operation, 10 vials of suspected heroin weighing approximately 12.90 grams were recovered from the room of suspected peddler Tony Gamlin, originally from Tirbin in West Siang district. A second operation was carried out by a police team and intercepted 3 alleged peddlers, Dibjyoti Kutum, alias Raju, Boluram Dole and Mitunjay Pegu, all from Dagaria village in Assam's Lakhimpur district. The Arunachal Fashion Week 2026, the artisans movement concluded on a high note at Interior Park, Itanagar on Saturday, marking the culmination of an 8-day celebration of indigenous textiles, creative enterprise and cultural identity. The grand finale, held as the Cultural Heritage Day and Awards Night, was attended by Textile and Handicrafts Minister Niyato Dukam and Doimukh MLA Navam Vivek, among others. Model Milo Antu won the Arunachal's Next Top Model, Miss 2026, while Tapang Taba won the Arunachal's Next Top Model, Mr. 2026 title. Osum Jarang Carlo declared as the winner of the Arunachal's Next Top Fashion Designer. The filling of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ended this evening. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Single-phase polling in these estates and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Nomination filling closed at 3 p.m. today. In Nagaland also, the process of filling nomination papers for the upcoming assembly by-election to the Koradang constituency ended today. The counting of votes will take place on May 4. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.